102.7 The Game, Let's Talk Racing. Blake Smith here live today with the voice of the IMS Radio Network, Mr. Mark James. Mark, an eventful weekend in Nashville. Let's talk about it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of layers to that onion, I think. I mean, you go back to the start of the weekend where, you know, there was a little bit of concern with the series when it was announced that Nissan Stadium was going to be raced and a new one was going to be built in its place, and a big portion of it would be that would be right in the middle and affect the road course, the paddock, and whatnot. And then, you know, obviously, all of the powers that be went to work on that, and I mean, came up with an amazing solution. It looks like it's going to be a compelling track for sure. I'm glad they were able to maintain the integrity of having the bridge in that layout, and then to announce furthermore that to solidify the commitment to Nashville and Big Machine, you know, that it will have an actual proper championship banquet, a season-ending banquet next year. So, you know, for an event that in 3 years has developed a lot of buzz and a lot of energy, I think all of that was certainly boosted by the announcement before the weekend got underway.
It absolutely was. You know, it was neat today, Mark, leaving Nashville. I stayed over last night, and to go over the Veterans Memorial Bridge, and you see those cars going 170 miles per hour yesterday. You still had the banners up on the side of the wall. I thought, wow, this is unreal to me.
Yeah, you know, I've had the opportunity over the years to, you know, I spent a lot of time during the holidays at Tampa State Speed, and one of the cool things to me is to go and drive as much of that course as I possibly can, and I've done it at Long Beach and, you know, done it at when the series used to race at Belle Isle and whatnot, and I think that's one of the things that's cool about street course racing. If you get the chance to go to those venues, once they start to dismantle them or once they've been dismantled, it gives you a really cool perspective as to what it is the drivers deal with. And well, make no mistake about it, it was not only plenty challenging from a setup standpoint, it was a very, very physical race. And, you know, it's always funny, when the winner climbs out of the cockpit, regardless of the conditions, he always looks fresh as a daisy. And then you go back to second place, Scott McLaughlin, who was pole sitter, runner-up for the second year in a row, and he looked like he was just spent. So, you know, adrenaline pumps for the winner for sure, and from second on back, they feel how difficult the track was and how difficult the conditions were.
Absolutely. Scott walked in the media center yesterday afternoon after the race, and you could hear the moisture in his shoes squishing all the way through as he walked through. So definitely a hot day in the cockpit for those drivers as well. I tell you what, Kyle Kirkwood took home the win, but maybe the second luckiest guy in Nashville is your points leader.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you know, not that he needs to engage in such behavior, but if I were him, I think I would have bought me a Mega Millions ticket or something right after that race. I mean, you get down to 20 laps or so, Blake, and he just doesn't have enough fuel to make it. And then the caution occurs, and, you know, the first one, and then the second one that occurred with Jack Harvey at that same time. Lundquist was the first, and then Jack Harvey, and then, you know, you think, okay, now maybe he might have enough, but then when the three-car pileup happened, he was golden. And I think, you know, put him in a position where he didn't necessarily have to push. He could have. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's the kind of move and that's the kind of fortune that you need to have when you win a championship in the series. Of course, the old adage is the harder you work, the luckier you get. But I think, you know, those are the kind of things that if Alex Pillow wins this championship, this is one of those days he's going to look back upon fondly and say, you know, this was indicative of what we were able to do and how we were able to accomplish that for sure.
Definitely heading into this week in Indianapolis with an 84-point lead. Mark, can anybody catch Pillow and challenge the championship? What do you think?
No, I mean, it's his to lose at this point, and I'm not saying it can't be done and it can't happen because, I mean, there's, you know, a handful of guys around him still, Newgarden most notably, and Scott Dixon. I mean, Scott knows what it takes to win a championship, but I think we're to the point now to where, I don't want to say it's a foregone conclusion, but again, nobody can catch him, especially when he pulls off stuff like he pulled off yesterday. And, I mean, stop and think. You are hoping that a guy has a bad weekend that has never finished worse than eighth this season. But I don't like your odds if I'm the guy chasing him. And so, you know, it all becomes, you know, the focus turns elsewhere for the rest of the teams and drivers. I mean, I think by the time we get to next year, we may have the most upheaval in the driver roster that we've had since the series, you know, reunited with the Champ Car World Series. I think it's going to be to that extent. I mean, there's a lot of guys in contract years. There's a lot of teams that want to move on. So you're either looking to solidify your current deal or you're looking to impress somebody to get another deal. And let's not forget, there's that leader circles money that gives you X amount of dollars if you're within the top 22 or 23. There's a lot of caveats there that involve teams that are grandfathered in. But, you know, there's leader circle money available from the series that really gets your budget off to a good start next year. And there's a pretty good battle for the last slot there. And so there's a lot of storylines to follow for sure, even if Pelot continues to run off and hide.
So we leave Nashville this past weekend, heading back home to what many are for these teams, Indianapolis, for the, I guess you'd call it the triple header weekend, two NASCAR races. Well, I guess you could call it a quadruple header with the NXT series and also the IndyCar NTT. It's a big weekend on the road course at Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indy Next was a late add to that by Firestone and presented by Firestone. And I think it was a good call. I really do. It gives them another event and puts them on a stage with, you know, the highest level of North American motorsports in the NTT IndyCar Series, Xfinity of the Cup Series. And, you know, it's always a cool weekend. I mean, they brought the parade hauler back for NASCAR at Downtown Speedway to start the weekend off, which we haven't had since before COVID. And there's a lot of energy and a lot of buzz for sure. And for us, for IndyCar Radio, the IMS Radio Network, we're particularly thrilled to have the opportunity to ply our trade with our good friend Doug Rice and the legendary Jeff Hammond and, you know, Pat Patterson and Brad Gilley and Brett McMillan. I mean, we combine two vastly different approaches and two vastly different disciplines of motorsports broadcasting. And, Dizzy Dean once said, that's a dated reference, but an old Baseball Hall of Famer once said, if it's true, it ain't bragging, and I'll say I'm not bragging. I just think it happens to be a fact, and I would challenge, you know, anyone else to come in and do what we do the way we do it by combining those disciplines.
Absolutely. The coverage at IMS and combined with PRN brings is one of a kind and second to none. I enjoy listening to it each and every time. This weekend, you see Connor Daly is going to be back in a NASCAR Xfinity car with Alpha Prime Racing. Do you think he could be in contention for a win?
Well, I don't, you know, it's just like the NTT IndyCar series, it's tough to jump in one and win. But I will say this, and, you know, those cars are so dramatically different. But I think all drivers will tell you that there is a familiarity by driving a different form of racing at a track that you're very familiar with. And clearly he's familiar with it. I mean, it's unfortunate that he's in the position that he finds himself in. But I think, like what he does, there's a lot of guys in that position that simply sit at home and wait for the phone to ring. And Connor's just not going to do that. I mean, he's going to make himself available to anything with wheels and a motor that'll give him a chance to keep his skills sharp. I mean, just being at the racetrack allowed him to get that last-minute deal at Meyer Shank at Mid-Ohio subbing for Simon when he was injured. So there's no question that over the years that I've covered the Indianapolis 500 in particular, he'll be a fan favorite. I mean, when he's introduced, he'll get a loud cheer. And don't know that he's got enough to get to victory lane, but I certainly hope he's in contention. And he's a good, good guy, and I hope he has a great weekend for sure.
So next season, 2024, Mark, is going to be the 30th anniversary of NASCAR's visit to the Brickyard. I'm hearing, and I don't know if you're hearing the same thing up there in Indianapolis, this is likely to be the last season for the road course for NASCAR going back to traditional oval in 2024. What are you hearing?
Well, it's interesting to note that I think there is a desire to maybe maintain the road course with the opportunity to still run on the oval. I've heard some ideas floated about doing the road course every other year and then the oval. But I know this from what I have heard and what I have seen following NASCAR drivers on social media over the past couple of years. And they've not whispered about it, Blake. I mean, the bottom line is those teams and those drivers, if they come to Indianapolis, they want to race on the oval and they want to win on the oval, because if they're not doing that, to them, it's just another race. And they don't like the idea of coming to such hallowed ground and feeling like it's just another race. So, you know, I it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, but everything that I have heard, and I could be wrong because, brother, I've been married 36 years. I've been wrong a lot. But, everything that I've heard, it just gives me every indication that, that they'll be back on the oval for sure.
NASCAR also going to perform a tire test on Monday following the Brickyard weekend to see how this new next-gen car teams up with the Indy car or the Indy Oval as well. So heading into this weekend, who is your pick to take home that IndyCar win on Saturday?
Well, you know, there's a couple of guys that always seem to be really good there. Scott Dixon is one, certainly Will Power. It's a, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Simon Pagenaud gets cleared because obviously he has a dominant car there. I mean, Christian Lundgaard for Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing is an up-and-coming driver, and that's kind of where he splashed on the scene. And, you know, and you can't, you know, you can't take Palou out of the mix with the year that he has had. So I know this, it's always an exciting event. It's always a compelling event. And I think once we get through the first practice session on Friday, we ought to have a pretty good idea who the contenders are and who the contenders aren't.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk Racing, previewing the upcoming weekend at the Brickyard in Indianapolis. Look forward to seeing you guys up there this weekend. I'll stop by the booth and do my hello when I walk through there, and it's going to be a great weekend in Indianapolis.
Well, I've enjoyed getting to know you for sure, and I appreciate your passion and enthusiasm for motorsports, and I appreciate the relationship that we've built in a relatively short amount of time, and anytime at all that you need me moving forward, please don't hesitate to ask. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir. Mark James with the IMS Radio Network hit Indianapolis this weekend, and you're listening to Let's Talk Racing. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.